Wisconsin plays a very significant role in the history of what used to be called vocational colleges. We're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the college in Racine, which eventually became the Wisconsin Technical College System.
1911, Wisconsin was very busy that year, passing a lot of significant legislation, but one of those key pieces was the creation of a system of state support for vocational and technical education. Racine was our very first school, and by, I think, 1913, we had 23 locations around the state. But Racine was our very first campus.
How bold an idea was it at that time for a community to offer hands-on training in specific jobs?
It was very significant in the sense that at that time we had a lot of youth that were not getting trained. They were going into the workforce right away at young ages. And so they saw a real need to bring up the skill level of those students and to get education. In fact, we predated the federal government's interest in vocational education by about 6 years. So we were at the cutting edge at the time.
Now, the system gets a lot of support from the state government and from local property taxes. The ink is dry on the new state budget, and like a lot of other agencies, the system took a hit. I guess, how do you react to the money that will be lost for at least the next 2 years?
Well, it's going to be a challenge for our colleges. We took about a 25% reduction in state support. We certainly understand that the state's budget was a very difficult one, some tough choices. But we're going to have to deal with those reductions and move forward with that. The levy was also capped in this budget, but the colleges are making adjustments, and they're really trying to stay focused on their mission, which is to serve students and business and industry.
The system is having a celebration over 2 days. One is to look back at the system's history, but also meeting with business people to look forward. And currently, the system plays a very important role training people who've lost jobs for new jobs. What's the present and the future of the system?
The present situation is we're really maxed in terms of the number of people that are coming to us. And I don't think that's going to change in the future. Looking out to the future, we know that a majority of jobs are going to need post-secondary education. And it really fits in exactly where our mission is, which is to offer 1-2 year degrees. And that's what we see on the horizon, is just more of a demand for our services. And that's going to be a challenge. And what we need to do and what we need to continue to stay focused on is to work with very closely with our business and industry partners, because they are really kind of the source of that information that helps our students be productive and successful.
Thanks so much for being with us.
No problem, Terry. Thank you.